We all have already made many experiences in the family or in the church life. In the past 60 years, my experience, I was serving the Lord for many years. And we know each other a long time now. And continuously, we experience the same repetition of history. And to see this is very painful. It's not nice. I personally knew so many saints and had good relationships with them. We served together. It was a wonderful time. You too already were there in those days. But the time puts us in a test. The beginning might be very good, but time is a test, is a trial. Time is a trial. And when the love for the brother, or if there's hate against brothers, the whole situation changes. Even the Lord, when he was on the earth, this earth, it's written, they have hated me without reason. Without reason. If you hate a brother, do you really have a reason? And even if you have a reason, it's not a reason to hate. It is good that we do not throw anyone out. It's better to be thrown out. It's a blessing. It truly is a blessing. And also Jesus, when he was on this earth, and that was an example for all of us, how much did he suffer without any reason? From the high priests, the elders, Pharisees, the scribes, they have hated the Lord, even though the Lord did so many things. He was serving so much. He only did good things when he was on this earth. But at the end, they do not want to have him anymore. Also the church in Corinthians. Paul had problems with them. And the saints were influenced by false prophets. Paul spoke to the church in Ephesus. At his departure, he spoke about tearing wolves amongst you. And the history shows us continuously. So if we do not leave the flesh in ourselves, let us be treated by the Lord by eating of the tree of life and continuously repent to the Lord. If we do not do this anymore, then it's going to start building up in us, one situation after the next. If we do not let this be treated in front of the Lord and repent in front of the Lord and say, but we say, I'm right. And if we stick to our right, us being right, then you will enter into darkness and it will become worse. Matter if we do not let it be treated by the Lord. Therefore, starting in 1 John chapter 1, if we say we are without sin, then we are liars. Who does not have sin? Who did not sin? Everyone. So if someone says, I am without sin, then what does John say? You lie. You are lying. And you are in darkness. You walk in darkness. And the truth is not in you. Darkness is something terrifying. Terrible. God is light, and in Him there is no darkness. And I saw even the best preachers, young or old, doesn't matter. If we walk in darkness, then the lights are off. Then there will be problems in the church. So John is helping us at the end, not with teachings, but with evidence that we know and we are able to discern what is life and what is death. We need to do this. We need to learn this, to discern, make this separation. If we cannot discern anymore, then it's only a question of time. Till at the end we will have tohu vabohu. It will be chaotic, separation, hate especially. And John says, if you hate your brother, then you are living in death. And also in darkness, of course, death and darkness are related. It is very practical. We all need to read the letter of John continuously so we may receive more light. That's what the church needs. Light, not so much teaching and knowledge. At the end we will have just envy and crawl, and everybody wants to have a position, everybody's ambitious, and the flesh comes up, and so many problems, and that will destroy the church. If the love falls, then we can forget to build up the church. We can forget about it. Church is not being built up by knowledge. As Paul said this very clearly in 1 Corinthians. What does he say? Knowledge and love, what builds up? What? Toby, which one builds up? Love. And what about knowledge? We also need knowledge. It bloats. Knowledge bloats. So the Lord needs to save us all. If we truly are here in Zion, if we truly want to build up, then not just or not through visions or revelations. Of course, we will receive revelations from the Lord. Revelation. Not because I read the Bible and, oh, I've seen this. And then own interpretation. The book of John doesn't need any interpretation, does it, brother? Do you understand the book of John? That if one does not love the brethren but hates them, then he lives in death or in darkness. Is that difficult to understand? No. No. But everyone understands this. How then does our church look like? Put it to the test. Test your heart. We need to test this. Also in the family, we need to test. Back then we got to know so many saints, so many churches. And when the saints were young, not much knowledge, they were burning and open to receive. But after time, when they received so much knowledge, they think, I do not need you anymore. I am now mature in knowledge, but not in the spiritual life. The life changes us. How many children do you have? Four. Were they all living? Do they all have life? And because they have life, what happens? They change continuously. They continuously change because they are alive, it's living. If we in the church take care about the life, and I want to tell you, if we have the life, then you will also receive the knowledge from the Lord. The anointment will teach you, not from any professors or theologists or pastors. So if we learn so much about from a capable brother, then we it's such a wonderful way to explain the Bible. Then you will soon realize only such knowledge will not give you any life. Saints, only the Spirit gives life. What do you want? Knowledge or life? Do not think that if you have life, you will not have any knowledge. No. You will receive the knowledge through the life. Then you will know the Lord Himself. Today I do not want to know anything else. I just want to know the Lord. I want to know God. That's what also the letter of John tells us. Who says he knows God but does not do what he says? He lies. He's a liar. He does not know God. Even if you know the entire scripture, the entire Bible, this does not mean that you know God. But the experience of this life will bring us to the true knowledge according to the growth of life. Otherwise, you will know so much, but you cannot fulfill it, and at the end, you will be damned. How often did I hear from brothers and saints, it's not working? And they threw everything out. But the knowledge through the life meets the growth of life. Through such knowledge, that's life. You can share this to the others, and it will be life for the others. If it's just knowledge of you, and you spread it to the others, you pass it on, it will not give life. But if it's your experience, it's something essential in you, and you share it to the others, then you can share out life. As Paul testified, it is Christ in him who speaks in him and is mighty to the listeners. There's a big difference. Therefore, Paul says the serving in the new covenant is not letter, but it is the Spirit. And the Spirit is it who what? Gives teaching? No. Life. Who gives life? In the same chapter, 2 Corinthians 3, he tells us such a serving brings change, transformation through the Spirit, through the Lord who is the Spirit. And this life changes us. And that's a proof of life, this transformation from glory to glory. That is the way which will bring us to the goal. We all need to experience this, and we all can experience this. And how often did John say in this chapter, how do you know? Through the Spirit which he will give to you, through the anointment. Without the Spirit, there's no life. And especially this matter of the love, I enjoyed what Philip said. It's not your love. It's not my love. Our love is so natural, so human. Today you love, tomorrow you hate. Not even just today and tomorrow. In the mornings you love, in the evening already you're hating. You hate. You're upset. You're getting upset, and it will transform your love into hate. But the love of the Lord is the love of God. Who can be as the Lord is? People have done so much evil things towards them, towards him. And at the end of the cross, he said, Father, forgive them. Can you forgive? Only the love of the Lord can forgive. We cannot. So in your church life, it doesn't matter where you are. Learn to love the brothers, the brethren. Therefore, it says in John, if a brother does anything wrong, what do? You accuse him? You point your German finger at them? You know the German finger? Do you like this in the church life? Do you do this? Or do you have the love to gain the saints back for the Lord? It's a test for you. It's a test. How do you pray? And how quickly do you give up? Even maybe at the end you're like, oh, it's the right thing that he's not coming back. Is that the right attitude? Is that the attitude of life? Or do you do your best to gain back this brother? The Lord did this for us. The Lord did this for us. Why do we not learn from the Lord? And it's just through his resurrection life. It's truly right, Philip. I enjoy this. Because this love is not from myself. It doesn't come from myself. Out of myself, I cannot do this. Then we will be upset, and at the end we will think, oh, I'm right. So if amongst us in the church we have this love which the brother read about in 1 Corinthians 13, it's wonderful. It truly is wonderful. Without love we are nothing. Amen. You cannot say a lot about this. But one should make many experiences with this. The more we've grown in life, the more we will love the brothers, the saints. If the Lord didn't love us, no one of us would be here today. Yes. What did Paul say? He's the best apostle. Did he say that? Toby, what did he say? Not just the lowest one, but what did he say? He said he's the biggest sinner. Not just the least one, but he's the biggest sinner. Praise the Lord. What's your name, brother? Joshua. A wonderful name. Paul did not say he's the best apostle. He said, I am the biggest sinner. Therefore, he said, that's why the Lord had called me as an example for everyone. Not because he was so capable. Not because he was so capable. He had all this teachings, but he didn't hold on to them. He just wanted to gain Christ. What did we see in all these years? We want to know more, gather more knowledge, or do we want to know Him? I will testify in front of the Lord and in front of all of you today. I have no desire for knowledge. That doesn't mean I don't want to know anything. But I want to know Him. If we grasp Him and together, as the brother said, alone by ourselves, we cannot grasp everything. But together, through the priesthood, it's so precious. Do not look down on the priesthood, on the priestly service. That's our privilege to draw near to Him, to draw close to Him. It's not just that we bring offerings and hold the feasts, but even more precious is that we can draw near to Him. That's our privilege, a gift from God to His priests. And that we together want to learn as priests. Did not the scripture say He wants to make us to priests and kings? But first of all, priests. Oh, at first priests. As a special relationship to God. John said, our fellowship truly is with the Father and with the Son. It's not about the teaching or knowledge, but about the fellowship, a close relationship, a close communication, daily, at all times. The fellowship does not stop. If I see you, your daughter, Toby, she has so much fellowship with you. It never stopped. As long as you and her are in the same house, at the same time, at home, then immediately there's fellowship. Not fellowship with the Father, something wonderful. Fellowship with His Son, Jesus Christ. I remember before I came to Germany, I knew back then, I knew the Lord will bring me to Germany. I spent 3.5 years in Los Angeles at that time. Every evening, I went out for a walk together with the Lord. I spoke with Him, I prayed, had fellowship. I wanted to hear something from Him. I prayed for Europe, for Germany. This fellowship with Him is so necessary. We do many things, but if we do not have this fellowship with Him, everything that we do will not be satisfying. But fellowship with Him, continuously with Him, like Enoch, who was walking with the Lord. Without fellowship, how can you walk with the Lord? It's impossible. And the more fellowship, the closer fellowship, the more the love grows. If we have fellowship with Him, it surely is a fellowship of love. This fellowship with the Father and His Son through the Holy Spirit brings this godly forth in our heart. Then you are ready to leave your soul life. If not, it's impossible. The Lord paid such a price. His fellowship with the Father never stopped, day and night. This unity with the Father in John 17, this fellowship with the Father, that was what brought Him all the way until the cross. The Father said, "My dear Son," which I like, and the Son said, "I do what is pleasing to the Father at all times." What a fellowship. That is life. Eternal life, as we have read in John 17, verse 3, to know Him and the one who He sent, to know Him, that is eternal life. How many know Him? We know the Bible, yes. But how much do we know Him personally? This, to have this relationship with Him, is more important than anything else. That's why the Lord didn't choose the theologists, but the fishermen, because they are simple. We are too complex. Praise the Lord. Amen. Have more fellowship with Him. Spend time to speak with Him. It's important. You will truly worship, truly treasure what the Lord will speak to you. That is truly important. Not just to know the Bible, but to have fellowship with the Father, with the Son, through the anointment which lives and dwells in us. Then we will receive life. Amen. So praise the Lord. Go home and have fellowship with Him. Use the time to have fellowship with Him. It's so precious. It's very, very precious. Therefore, Peter says, Paul, pray every now and then. No? What did he say?
Wie oft in deinem Haus, wenn wir zusammenkommen, was an dir gemacht geschätzt?
To continuously pray. Do you continuously pray? Often when I came to your place, what did we do together? We prayed for the saints, for the meeting, for the plan of God, for the saints. It's a good opportunity to pray. If John Yao comes to our place, we pray together. We use the time to pray. That's so important, especially for husband and wife. If they pray together, it's better than to discuss things and to fight and to quarrel. Or is it not? Pray without stop, without refrain. We use the word prayer if we speak with God, but it's nothing else than if we speak with God. Not just we speak and tell Him what we want, and amen, and then we go. The Lord says, and what about me? I haven't spoken yet to you, and you say amen and leave? No. Who speaks more if we speak with God and pray with Him? Who speaks more? I'm exercising. We speak more than He speaks. Often He doesn't speak. We don't give Him any opportunity to speak to us. But it's so good to open our hearts to Him and say, Lord, speak to me. I want to know. What is your burden? In all cases of the prophets in the Old Covenant, it was the Lord who took the initiative to speak to them. So I hope that we learn, like the Apostle Paul, to pray without cease. In almost every letter, he said that he prayed for them all times in front of the Lord. How often do you pray for all the saints in the church? No wonder we have so many problems in the churches. We do not carry the saints in prayer in front of the Lord. But without the love for the saints, you will not pray for them. But you will accuse them in your prayer. Then it's better not to pray. But in love for the saints, we pray for them, for each other, daily, all times. We try to solve problems, and the more we try, the worse the problem gets. Is that not curious? So let us learn from John in his letter, love the brethren. Peter says the same. The love is the last point, the brotherly love, and then the love. Then we all will realize the church will automatically build itself up in love. Not through a capable preacher. That's what Paul says. The Lord builds itself up in love. That's the way, the best way. Paul says, I will show you the best way. And then he mentions the love. Exercise this, do this, and you will see your church life will be totally different. Your family will be different. Our relationship amongst each other will be different. Otherwise you will have quarrel. And then death. Death creeps in like a snake. And he finds so many holes where he can sneak through. Amen. Are we going to exercise this? Good? Good, Hannah? Bring that to the young brothers where you're coming from. Tell them if the parents are against them, don't start hating them, but even more, they need to love them. Try that. This is the way of the Lord. This is the way of the Lord. That's the way for us. Everything what our Father does starts with love. This love is the engine. If the love is missing, then we can close everything before more problems come. So praise the Lord. Let's have some prayer.